Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch update. This is update number 873. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Associated Press, U.S.-backed Syrian forces celebrated in the devastated streets of Raqqa on Tuesday after gaining control of the northern city that once was the heart of the Islamic State's self-styled caliphate, dealing a major blow, a major defeat to the extremist group that has seen its territory shrink ever smaller since summer. Militants took over the vibrant metropolis on the Euphrates River in 2014. That is ISIS militants, transforming it into the epicenter of their brutal rule, where opponents were beheaded and terror plots hatched. It took thousands of bombs dropped by the U.S.-led coalition and more than 4 months of grueling house-to-house battles for the Syrian Democratic Forces to recapture Raqqa, marking a new chapter in the fight against the group whose once vast territory has been reduced to a handful of towns in Syria and Iraq. Second, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Bloomberg, North Korea warned that a nuclear war may break out any moment, as the U.S. and South Korea began one of the largest joint naval drills off both the east and west coasts of the peninsula. North Korea's deputy ambassador to the United Nations said on Monday that his nation had become a full-fledged nuclear power and warned that the entire U.S. mainland is within our firing range. He also called North Korea a responsible nuclear state. Third, today, under the sign category of distress among nations, according to the Associated Press, instability is set to follow the all but certain collapse of the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, while the militants have now lost their self-proclaimed capital of Raqqa and are battling to hang on to relatively small pockets of territory. Few expect ISIS to completely go away or for the bloodshed in the two countries and the region to end quickly. The destruction of ISIS has come at a devastating cost for both Syria and Iraq, and immense suffering for those who endured the militants' brutal reign. In the 3 years since ISIS began building its so-called caliphate, it has killed thousands of people, displaced millions, and worked hard on infusing children with extremist doctrine. The shifting and chaotic battlefields in Syria's civil war, tensions between Kurds and ethnic Arabs, the presence of Shiite militias and government troops in predominantly Sunni towns and cities vacated by ISIS may lead to more violence. All forces battling IS will have to remain vigilant even after they recapture the last militant-held territory. In some ways, they now face an even more daunting challenge. as ISIS spreads across the globe. Fourth, today under the sign category of increased persecution of Christians. According to Christianity Today, China is proving that it is serious about its newest restrictions on religion. This week, a Chinese house church pastor, her daughter, and her young grandson were arrested weeks after being accused of overstepping the country's newly tightened religious restrictions. 5 years before, her previous church was forcibly seized by officials, relegated to preaching in parks and other public spaces. She was arrested and charged by the authorities, violating new rules designed to hinder the growth of religion in the country. The whereabouts of her and her daughter remain unknown. China source President Brent Fulton wrote the new religion regulations are sweeping in scope and, if fully enforced, could mean major changes for China's unregistered churches, not only in worship and meeting practices, but also engagement in areas such as Christian education, media, and interaction with the global church. Fifth, today, under the sign category of turmoil in Israel, the Middle East, according to the Associated Press, U.S. President Donald Trump struck a blow against the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement last week in defiance of other world powers, choosing not to certify that Tehran is complying with the deal in a major reversal of U.S. policy. Trump made the announcement in a speech that detailed a more confrontational approach to Iran over its nuclear and ballistic missile programs and its support for extremist groups in the Middle East. He said, "Today I am announcing our strategy along with several major steps we're taking to confront the Iranian regime's hostile actions and to ensure that Iran never, and I mean never, acquires a nuclear weapon." You can read these stories, beloved, in more detail and get more prophecy-related news at secondcomingherald.com. The prophetic passage of Scripture that we are looking at today is Jeremiah 31, 27 and 28, which reads, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Lord." Allow me to share with you some important commentary on this passage from the Popular Bible Prophecy Commentary, edited by Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Ed Heinsohn. In Jeremiah 31:27, the prophet states that God will sow both houses of Israel, for both houses are destined for restoration into one nation. The words, "Behold, the days are coming," put this passage into the prophetic future, and God goes on to say that he will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah. The concept of sowing was a figure of both judgment and blessing. Just as God has sown the houses of Israel and Judah in judgment, he will also sow them in blessing. Both of those concepts are also described in Hosea 2:21-23. Verse 28 emphasizes the watching of God, building upon God's earlier words to Jeremiah, "I am watching over my word to perform it." Jeremiah points out that God will watch over his word of judgment against Israel. to pluck up, to break down, to overthrow, to destroy, and to bring disaster. Now that is going to change. Now God is going to watch over his word of blessing as well, to build and to plant the houses of Israel. Beloved, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Bible in our next broadcast/podcast. Our second coming quote for today is from Billy Graham. He said, "The second coming of Christ will be so revolutionary that it will change every aspect of life on this planet. Christ will reign in righteousness. Disease will be arrested. Death will be modified. War will be abolished. Nature will be changed. Man will live as it was originally intended he should live." Somebody ought to say amen. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you that you're coming back one day, that you're the Alpha and the Omega, you're the beginning and the end. You are everything, and we thank you for salvation full and free through what you did the first time you come, or rather you came, where you died on the cross for our sins as the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And we're looking forward to your coming back the second time. And help us to be ready. Help us to be ready. Help us to be ready. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.